Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. We welcome you to New York City, broadcasting today from the palatial studios of WABC in the Big Apple. They literally rolled out a red carpet. There's a giant red carpet here in the studios. I'm not sure what that's about. Anyway, it is good to have you with us, and it is good to be in New York City. I will say this. I'm counting down the days until I'm back in Memphis, Tennessee, below the Mason-Dixon line. We have got a great show lined up for you, and I want to thank our great fill-in guest host, Mary Walter and Jeff Katz. Did a great job covering for me as I made my way to New York City. And thanks to all of you for the kind messages. Many of you watched the Newsmax show on Friday, and I'll be filling in all this week for Chris Salcedo. That's 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central, and then you folks in Mountain and Pacific can figure it out from there. So, again, later this afternoon, it's going to be a great action-packed TV show, and we have a great radio show lined up for you. As a matter of fact, Congressman Jim Jordan, Chairman of House Judiciary, is going to be here in a little while, and we're going to get him to weigh in on this judge now issuing a gag order in the Trump classified documents case. So a lot happening there. Want to go ahead and give our telephone number out and to give us a call if you'd like to weigh in on the big stories of the day. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, over the weekend, there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of hate and vitriol directed at former President Trump. And I think we can safely say now that we are living in a Trump versus the world scenario where every single Republican leader on the establishment side is going to be coming after Donald Trump. I think in the coming days, you will see others embracing this Chris Christie open warfare attack. I mean, Chris Christie has been going after the former president. It's really been insane. And I will say this, had Mitt Romney or John McCain or Chris Christie been as tough on the Democrats, tough on Barack Hussein Obama, tough on Joe Biden, then I have no doubt that they would have won their elections. Well, not Chris Christie. He's just not electable. He's just not. So there's a brand new survey coming out. In spite of all of this, there is a brand new survey coming out. This is from Harvard Harris. And the new Harvard Harris poll finds Donald Trump with a 45-point lead in the Republican primary. His nearest challenger is Ron DeSantis, who is at this point hemorrhaging support. DeSantis's numbers now in the low teens. Now, that to me is the death knell for Ron DeSantis. And we've been asking this question quite a bit on the national show. What is it that Ron DeSantis needs to do to turn all of this around? I mean, again, we're hearing from all of the hired big guns from Team DeSantis, and they've gone in and hired a lot of young millennial influencers, and they're posting all of these messages talking about how Ron DeSantis is the best thing since George Washington. I mean, they are full on supporting Ron DeSantis, which is what they're paid to do. But my question is, why is it not working? You know, Ron DeSantis has been out there over the weekend. He was working a bar at the VFW hall and telling people he would serve him anything but light. He's out there over the weekend with the wife and the three kids, and it's just not moving the needle. The more time Ron DeSantis is in front of people, the less people actually like this guy. And so I'm just wondering what gives. But beyond that, if you're someone like a Mike Pence or a Tim Scott, then you may see this as an opportunity. And especially Tim Scott, who is beloved in the U.S. Senate. And I would not be surprised if we start seeing, and just hear me out on this, but if, you know, I know everybody's going after Donald Trump, but that's what Chris Christie's, that's his assignment in all of this, is to go after Donald Trump. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see people like Mike Pence and Nikki Haley and Tim Scott start targeting Ron DeSantis. I think they smell blood in the water here with Team DeSantis. So do not be surprised if you start seeing the other candidates going after the Florida governor. Because if he gets, again, and if he gets knocked off, then it could be anybody's game if something happens to Donald Trump. Because right now, and it doesn't seem to really matter. I mean, there's a big story on Fox News. One of the top pro-life leaders now saying anybody but Trump, that Trump is not going to get her support. Lila Rose is her name. You've got a lot of these woke evangelical people out there, and they're just chomping at the bit to support anybody other than Donald Trump. So it does make you wonder, you know, where we are going to be just a few months from now. But right now it is Trump versus the world. And it doesn't seem to matter to the American people. Their support for the former president only grows. It's not diminishing at all. Curious to hear your thoughts on that. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to be taking your calls on that through the entire show today. Also, we'll be giving you an idea of what else we've been up to here in the Big Apple. I will say this, the city has changed. It's been a while since I've spent a significant amount of time in the city. I'm staying over on the east side in the Midtown area. And I will tell you that something has changed here. They're just the homeless situation is unbelievable. And I was up on the Upper East Side, which is a well-to-do section of the city. And it was fascinating to watch. There was this one encounter I saw with my own eyes. Some homeless guy, and he only had pants on, and he had the big beard and the disheveled hair, and he was literally screaming at these diners at this very exclusive hoity-toity restaurant. And it was really a remarkable scene. But the number of storefronts, and that's what's really taken me by surprise. The number of storefronts that are empty, shut down, closed, gone out of business. And not just the big box stores here in New York City. I'm talking about the small mom and pop stores. I was even surprised. You know, I was hoping to get a new tie for the Newsmax gig. And so I decided to drop by the Brooks Brothers mothership. And Brooks Brothers has been there for well over, 100 years. So I walk over there to their flagship location over on Madison Avenue. It's a beautiful building, great people. And surprise, the whole thing was shut down. It's no longer there. Brooks Brothers out of business in New York City at their flagship store. You're like, geez, hello, what's going on around here? But I think, again, it just goes to show you that things are not well under the Biden regime. And I know that the legacy media, they like to cover all of this up, but this is the reality of where we are. All right, enough of that. We're going to take a quick break here. We are going to take your calls, 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. If you want to weigh in on Friday's monologue that I did on the Newsmax show, you can do that as well. From WABC in New York, this is the Todd Starnes Show. Hi, Todd Starnes here, and I want to tell you about Calitrin. It not only helps you shed pounds, but Calitrin also gives you an energy boost. I've started taking Calitrin, and I love it. Here's my friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
Hey, y'all. That's right. Calitrin is not just for weight loss. I mean, with Calitrin, it doesn't have any drugs, no stimulants, but it revs up your metabolism naturally through rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, so you do experience side benefits like better energy, natural joint pain. It's even great for sleep when you're taking it at bedtime. So it really is a great health supplement that's also going to help you lose weight too. Now, our 90-day supply is where our huge 86% success rate is. So it's not going to be a quick fix for weight loss. It's not going to be a fad product, no drugs, no stimulants, but it is proven successful and it's proven safe even with medication. So you can go on our website toploss.com to check it out, and if you have questions you can also call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And Elizabeth, be sure to use that promo code Todd. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. We're broadcasting from New York City today, thanks to the good people at WABC Radio. They have opened up their doors to us, and we appreciate their hospitality. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. Can we talk about what happened over the weekend at Dodger Stadium? I love this story. It is probably one of my favorite stories because I think people are finally starting to get it. They're finally starting to understand what's really going on here. So Friday, the Los Angeles Dodgers were getting ready to honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Now, these sisters are no sisters. They're no gals. They're men who dress up as demonic nuns. And we've got the pictures over at toddstarnes.com, and we had the video of what happened. So they're inside the cavernous Dodger Stadium there in Los Angeles, and they were expecting thousands and thousands of people to be in attendance as the Dodgers honored this anti-Catholic, anti-Christian hate group. And we have described in graphic detail some of the behavior of these perverts in the nun costumes. I mean, they have defiled Christianity. They have mocked Christians. They have blasphemed the name of our Lord. I mean, these are really bad dudes. And yet they are celebrated by the LGBT community, and they are honored by many of these businesses around the country, including the Los Angeles Dodgers. So anyway, they were expecting thousands of people, and the video is just stunning. There was hardly anybody, maybe 25 or 30 people in the entire stadium. I've never seen anything like this. Meanwhile, outside the stadium, there are thousands and thousands of Catholics and evangelicals, people of all different persuasions, and they were gathered to protest. Now, what's fascinating about this, they engaged their constitutional rights. Now, these people, they didn't go and burn down a city block in Los Angeles. They didn't pillage and plunder the local Walmart. They took a stand. And they were perhaps even more effective because they boycotted the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I think it's a beautiful thing. This is the way forward. If you want to go after these people, you've got to go after their pocketbooks. It's working for Bud Light. It's working at Target. And it's working at every other company that has decided to not only embrace but advance this radical, perverted agenda. So I say good for you. Good for you. And it was terrible. On the Newsmax show, we warned people, look, okay, if you're going to go to Dodger Stadium, you got to be careful. You're probably going to be okay with the peanuts and the popcorn and the Cracker Jacks, but you better steer clear of the footlongs. You just don't know. You just don't know. And now there's a story coming out of Michigan. Hamtramck City Council. And this is an all-Muslim city council. Now, this is the lesson. Now, Christians and Jews, pay attention here, because the Muslims are teaching us a lesson. So the all-Muslim city council banned gay pride flags. I love this. This is great. So people are going bonkers nuts over this on the left, and they don't know what to do because they don't want to say anything bad to offend the Muslims because, well, we all know why. But they're very angry. They feel betrayed. They say the Muslims have betrayed them. But no, people, oh, the left, they're so silly. You folks on the left don't understand that the Muslims are very devout in their faith. So when they take control, guess what happens? They do implement their religion and their
philosophies, their theology on you. And that's what's happening in this town up in Michigan. About half of the residents, by the way, happen to be Muslim. 25% of the city is of Arab descent. Now, look, I believe that we are meant to be a Christian nation. That's very clear in our founding documents, and we've gone over this quite a bit on this program. But the reason why Christianity has to be the dominant religion in this country is because it does not work without Christianity, without the tenets of the Christian belief system. You see, under the tenets of the Christian belief system, well, you can be anything you want to be. You want to be an atheist? Great. No problem. Go live your life. You want to be a Muslim? Fine. Go live your life. But that's not the way it is when other religions take control. So what I admire here, though, about the Muslims is that they realize there's only one flag that needs to be flying over City Hall, and it is not the Skittles flag. It is the American flag, and they took a stand. Now, I would love to see an all-Christian city council do something like that, but I don't know if they really will. I don't know if they would have the courage to do something like that. But again, it just seems to me that in this country, we have one flag. It is all glory. And you do not see, at least right now, you do not see anybody in the United States military running into battle waving a rainbow flag. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Steve in Arkansas wants to weigh in on Trump versus DeSantis. Steve, what's on your mind?
Todd, ever since the campaign for 24 kind of started, I've tried to keep an open mind and listen to all sides and do what so-called educated citizen should do. And then this weekend, it just struck me. I mean, everything we're listening to is just more political talk that got us where we're at, that we've been listening to for the last several decades. Here's what I finally decided that made me settle my peace of mind and make a decision. I'm going for the guy that they're trying to destroy the most, and that is Donald Trump. That's the only thing I can see out there that I can really hang my hat on and say that there's some reason they're going. I almost used the wrong bad. They're going crazy trying to destroy this guy.
Bat crap crazy, Steve. That's the family friendly way of saying it.
I wish I had thought of, I was thinking of that exact same thing, but I wasn't thinking of crap.
Well, you can't say the other word on the radio, Steve. I know. Even though we're broadcasting from New York City, but no, Steve. I get your point here, and we're coming up on a break here, Steve. But yeah. I get your point that there's something else going on here. The level of vitriol being directed at Donald Trump, even from members of his own party, and especially from within members of his own party, that tells me that something else is going on here. And we had a conversation over on Newsmax on Friday about the Uniparty with David Horowitz. And it is a real thing. It is a clear and present danger to what's happening in this nation, and especially within our politics. So I think you're onto something here, supporting the guy that everybody hates. And right now, everybody, at least in leadership, they hate Donald Trump. Steve, appreciate that call. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, and going back to the Dodgers for just a moment here, what I find fascinating about what happened over the weekend, there was also some blowback by moms and dads at the box office. You had the brand-new Pixar film debuting, Elemental, and it featured Disney's first non-binary cartoon character. It turned out to be the worst opening weekend of any Disney film in 3 decades. Parents are saying, you know what, we're just not having it. Now, there was another big movie. The Flash came out, had one of the worst openings of any DC superhero film. The star of that movie, by the way, one of those they-them guys accused of grooming a child. I'm telling you, people are sick of this garbage. Got to take a break, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. And I have to tell you, even though I'm in New York City, I'm still watching what I eat, and I'm still taking Calitrin. You know, I've been doing Calitrin for about a month now, getting in a lot of exercise. Here in New York City, you pretty much walk wherever you need to go. Made the rounds at Central Park over the weekend, and doing my best to look a little bit slimmer on the TV. You know, they say the TV adds pounds. But the great thing about Calitrin is I'm losing weight. And, folks, this is a safe and natural way to lose weight. There are no stimulants. It's 100% safe, and it doesn't interfere with any of your regular meds. But you do need to check with your doctor. You know, it's always good to give your doctor a heads up there. The side effects or side benefits for me, I'm sleeping more and I have more energy, which is great. And Lord knows I need it this week in New York City. And I want you to check it out, folks. It's really awesome. There are two ways that you can do this. You can give them a call, 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS. Or you can log on to toploss.com and use the promo code Todd. So again, if you give them a call, and I understand the phones have been ringing off the hooks. It sounds like a lot of you folks are wanting to join me in trimming down a little bit and losing some weight. 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS. And be sure to use that promo code Todd. All right. I was debating whether or not to get too terribly conspiratorial today, but I feel that we've got to go down this path. I was getting a lot of messages over the weekend. Todd, have you seen the videos? Have you seen the railroad cars filled with tanks and military equipment? Have you seen the tank in downtown Philadelphia? What about the Ospreys flying over the neighborhoods? No, I have seen all of it. And something is either very coincidental or something is very weird happening in the country right now. And I'm curious to hear from you. If you have seen a buildup of military personnel, have you seen these troop movements in your neighborhood? So a lot of folks have been posting photographs and videos, and it's really causing folks to wonder what is going on. Now, there were some reports that this is entirely normal, that this normally happens during this time of year with the military reserves going on active duty. But not everybody is convinced. As a matter of fact, most people are not convinced. There have been reportedly air and ground deployments in 27 states over the past couple of days. And people are wondering what's going on here. As a matter of fact, there was video, and this was a little odd, at least in my mind it was odd. You had a Marine Corps aircraft that was spotted hovering over a residential neighborhood. Is that normal? Do the helicopters, do the aircraft normally do maneuvers over heavily populated residential subdivisions? I, That's news to me, if that's the case. So what is going on out there? Some people are showing military vehicles driving on interstate highways. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people don't realize that the interstate system, which was the brainchild of Dwight Eisenhower, one of our great generals and one of our great presidents, the entire point of the interstate system is not to get from point A to point B faster. It's to get the military from point A to point B faster. That was the entire reason behind designing this interstate system. And a lot of people may not realize that, but it is true. What was really odd was seeing the there was an armored vehicle moving through the streets of Philadelphia. But again, with violent crime, who knows? So I'm curious, is this normal? We have a lot of military personnel, a lot of veterans listening to this program. And I figured if anybody would know or at least have some theories, and I'm open to the theories, is this some sort of a normal nationwide exercise? Or is there something else going on here? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. All right, I want to play some audio here. This is just tragic. So John Fetterman was introducing President Biden. They were in Philadelphia. Of course, they had a big chunk of Interstate 95 just collapsed. There was a tanker fire explosion, and boom, the interstate system, it's a mess. So anyway, President Biden was out there, and Senator John Fetterman showed up, and the guy, he showed up for this event. Everybody's wearing a suit. Everybody looks great. Then Fetternet comes out there, and the guy's wearing a hoodie, sweatshirt. He's wearing gym shorts like he just came off the basketball court. Cut number one.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel law of the inflation bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt.
This is criminal. Who in their right mind would allow this guy to go out there, to go onto a stage in a public setting alongside the president of the United States, and the man clearly has no control over his mental faculties? Yeah, I know Biden doesn't either, but still, all right, this is unbelievable. And the fact that the guy can't even, what do you say, delegation, killing. I'm afraid that Senator Fetterman's infrastructure is not all there. I mean, it's not good. And you don't want to laugh at the guy. You feel bad for the guy. This is nothing funny, but this is horrible. Here's how bad it is. Clearly, he is brain damaged. I mean, the guy had a stroke, and instead of letting him recuperate, they ship his body to the U.S. Capitol so that his wife can one day assume his position there in the Senate. I mean, it's horrible. The guy needs to be convalescing somewhere. And to make matters worse, and nobody wants to talk about this, but I'm just going to throw this out there. The U.S. senators make a pretty darn good salary, right? I mean, we pay the salary, and then, you know, everybody's getting a little something-something on the side. So you're telling me that John Fetterman doesn't have enough wherewithal to go down to the men's big and tall store and get a suit? You're telling me that he can't go down there and to the men's warehouse, and they've got the whole big and tall section. And you're telling me that he can't get himself a suit? You see, I don't think that's the problem. And this is something that nobody really is talking about at all. But we're going to talk about it here. We're dealing with a man who does not have the mental capability to dress himself. Look at what he wears. He wears shorts that you don't have to zip up. You don't have to button up. You just slip them on. He wears a pullover sweatshirt that he doesn't have to button the buttons. I don't think I just don't think his eye-hand coordination is there anymore. What other explanation is there that Fetterman would show up at an event like this with the President of the United States? How insulting, how embarrassing. You Democrats out there, really, is that the best you got? I will say this, he did compare President Biden to a collapsed bridge. Okay, that's a good one. I'll give him that one. But here's just a basic rule of thumb. For all you young people out there, I just want you to understand this. If you are ever invited to be in the president in the presence of a president of the United States, doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter at all. Just a word of advice, please wear pants. That's it, slacks. You know, just you want to dress up like you're going to church. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And Joe Biden was worse. I mean, the guy had to be, he had to be led around. He had no idea where he was. He was doing that whole stilted robot move. And then for some unexplained reason, nobody understands why he was saying what he said here. Cut number seven.
All right. God save the queen, man.
What is he talking about? Who is he? I just, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
Did you have trouble smiling on Father's Day as your child was telling you about their current choice of gender?
Oh, that's great, honey.
Be ready the next time you encounter your offspring with that permanent, pleasant smile you've always wanted. Get the all-new gender-affirming lobotomy and end those uncomfortable moments forever. Just a quick outpatient surgery, and you'll be on your way to a permanently happier you. This message brought to you by the NICE, the National Institute of Caring Experimentation.
All right. Thank you for that. Our good buddy, Paul Shanklin, who, by the way, said that actually Biden, it was a bit of a faux pas. He meant to say, God bless the drag queens, or God save the drag queens. So that's what that was all about. Thank you, Paul Shanklin, for clearing that up. 844-747-8868. And I'm, you know, Ben Dieter back in our Memphis studios, and I'm sure still trying to understand the folks at WABC literally rolled out a giant red carpet as if I was some sort of like royalty here. We don't do that in Memphis.
No, and don't expect it when you come back.
Well, I wouldn't expect it, but they also have a free cereal bar out there and some. Yeah, I know. It's New York, you know. They get the big
advertising
dollars. No excuse.
So does that mean we have barbecue? Where's the barbecue?
We do have barbecue, but we don't have it in the studio, and you got to go pay for it. So, geez, a loo. We're highfalutin, so there you go. So it's great. So anyway, we're very thankful for our friends at WABC for hosting us. And of course, they're doing some incredible things and really revolutionizing talk radio here in the Big Apple. And of course, later this afternoon, I'll be hosting, filling in for Chris Salcedo, and we'll be doing it all week, by the way. So heading across the street to Newsmax headquarters, and we'll keep you updated on that a little bit later on. Coming up in the next hour, Congress Congressman Jim Jordan, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, is going to drop by, and we're going to get you up to speed on what's happening with this gag order that was just announced. Also, the very latest in the investigations into the Biden crime syndicate. A weird, weird story. So former President Barack Hussein Obama wants to implement the novel 1984 right here in the 21st century. So here's the deal. The former president says that the government needs to use digital fingerprints to crack down on people who spread misinformation online. And they haven't exactly explained how they're going to do this, but Obama says we got to crack down on the misinformation out there. And it's almost as if we're creating some sort of a social credit score, which is what the Chinese are up to. But I know, you know, maybe Obama's onto something here. I mean, like, you know, are they going to penalize somebody who says, you know, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor? Or if somebody's out there saying that Donald John Trump has been colluding with the Russians and doing inappropriate things with hookers and shower stalls at Russian hotels, is somebody going to get penalized for that? I mean, if we're going to be talking about misinformation, let's have that conversation, Mr. President. But I don't think that's what he's talking about here. This, again, is a social credit score. And a lot of people say, well, how would this work? And is it really a thing? I mean, could we actually one day go to our local ATM and you put in your card and you get this message back saying, well, look, you supported this local church, or you protested the LA Dodgers, so you don't get to withdraw any money today. Is that even possible? Is it remotely possible for something like that to happen in America? And it turns out it is. This story coming from Breitbart, Lucas Nolan is the author. So there's a fellow named Brandon Jackson, and he does most of his work. He's one of these big tech guys. He's got all the Amazon gadgets. And one of the gadgets that this guy has is the he's got the Alexa, and he's got the is that the one that you talk to, Dieter, and you say, Alexa, turn this on or turn that on or play this or that?
Yes.
All right. So you can – I just don't get it. I mean, if at that point, just go ahead and get married.
Yeah, you could. It's weird to, again, be like, hey, Alexa, turn on Todd Starnes. It always sounds a little weird.
Todd Starnes is always turned on. So anyway, Brandon Jackson says he also has an automated greeting. So when you ring the doorbell, it's like, hello, how can I help you? Or something like that. And that's really kind of creepy, but, you know, whatever. So he's all automated like that. So an Amazon delivery guy shows up at the door, and he rings the automated doorbell. And the doorbell said, excuse me, can I help you? But for some weird reason, the delivery guy thought that the doorbell used a racial slur. So the Amazon delivery guy immediately reported to Amazon. Amazon locked the guy out of every single one of his accounts. I mean, he couldn't use anything in his house for nearly a week. All of his Amazon Echo devices were unresponsive. He got locked out of everything. All because of a miscommunication. So the guy was like, I'm not a racist. My doorbell is not a racist. I don't know what's going on here. So the guy got the surveillance video, and it showed exactly what the doorbell said. And it wasn't it was just a misunderstanding, a miscommunication. But it took him almost another week to convince Amazon to unfreeze his accounts. And as a result of that, he was not able to use, they call it the smart home system. And he was locked out of his own home. It's terrible. But again, this is what that looks like. And I'm not sure the average person really understands how much power you have given to Amazon and a lot of these other digital companies, where they literally control everything about you. I mean, the idea that you may want to go and use your ATM, but you're locked out of your bank accounts because maybe you protested at your local school board meeting. I mean, this is Terminator stuff here, folks. But again, this is what we're dealing with in modern day America. You got to be careful with this, and you better have a plan B. In the, can you imagine driving your Tesla and all of a sudden, you know, oh, you went 55 and a 45, we're turning your car off. Shame on you. Go. I mean, it could happen. And if you don't ask me, just ask this poor guy over at Breitbart who got locked out of his own home for crying out loud. That's just nuts. Hey, folks, you got to head over to ToddStearns.com. If you missed my opening Newsmax TV monologue, I would love for you to go and check it out. We have the whole thing posted. You can check it out over there, along with some great stories. Caleb Park, our managing editor, is along for the journey here in New York City, and he's posting some incredible reports, so you're going to want to check that out as well. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are live from WABC in New York. We'll be right back, America.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain, right here from the studios of WABC in New York City. We appreciate you hanging out with us all this week. I'll be anchoring on Newsmax television, and we're having a great time on TV and the radio this week here in New York City. But I got to be honest with you, I'm looking forward to getting back home to Memphis very soon. Folks, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Write down our telephone number. You will need this, 844-747-8868. Again, 844-747-8868. Now, just a few days ago, Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio, chairman of the House Judiciary, sent a letter to the Internal Revenue Service, and this letter detailed some very disturbing things. Apparently, an IRS agent visited the home of a taxpayer and used a fake ID. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us Congressman Jordan. Congressman, hope you're doing well. Hope you had a happy Father's Day.
I did, Todd. Same to you. Good to be with you.
So, Congressman, this is pretty disturbing. And, of course, coming you're from Ohio, this is one of your constituents here.
No, it sure is. The IRS agent came in and said, you got to let me in. He used an alias. Didn't even give her a real name. Turned out she didn't do anything wrong. But this, I think the real takeaway for me is it just shows the arrogance that these bureaucrats have. And the idea that he would say, you've got to let me in. I'm from the IRS. I can do this. I mean, someone, did he not read history? Did he not read what took place here in America in the 1770s and what fired up America? I mean, like, you can't just walk into people's homes like that. So it was, I think, just again, frightening. And of course, it comes on the heels of what they did to Matt Taibbi. He knocked on his door while he was testifying in front of the Select Committee on the Weaponization of Government. So this is just a pattern. And of course, it was just a little over a decade ago when the IRS was targeting conservatives, people in the Tea Party movement as well. So this is disturbing. And the idea that they're getting a bunch more money for a bunch more agents is really kind of scary when you stop and think about what they've been up to.
Going back to a decade ago, it wasn't just the Tea Party congressman. They actually audited Billy Graham, the America's pastor. The first time in the history of their organization they were audited, along with a lot of other pro-life groups. And we just learned last week from our friend Congressman Matt Rosendale that the IRS went into a law-abiding gun owner store. This is really kind of shocking, almost it sort of reminds you of the East German state police, the Stasi.
Yeah, no, it's scary, and it's why the work we're doing in Congress, I think, is so important on a number of committees, but certainly our committee, where you see what first it's the FBI, it's the Justice Department, it's the IRS, it's the Department of Homeland Security setting up, attempting to set up the Disinformation Governance Board as if they could tell you what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say. I mean, all of this together is what's scary, and it's frankly why I think when you step back and look at the weaponization of these agencies, the turning of these agencies on the American people, the people they're supposed to serve, and the double standard that certainly seems to exist at the Justice Department, it's why in a survey I think a few weeks ago it showed that 60% of Americans don't really trust the FBI and think that it now has a double standard. And the reason they think there's a double standard at the FBI is because there is, and because these agencies have become aggressive against the people they're supposed to serve.
Of course, my question would be, why does the IRS, why do they need all of these new agents, and why do they need to arm these individuals? And they're not the only government agency out there that's being armed.
Yeah, like I think it was an Inspector General report or some report we got from maybe GAO or something, but report we got where even folks at the Department of Education, they have some people who are armed, and like, what? They should be armed, as one of my colleagues said, they should be armed with a pencil and a calculator maybe, but not firearms, for goodness sake. I think just one of the many examples that I think are real concern to the American people. And it's why when we get to the appropriations process, we're going to have to put limitations on how taxpayer money can be spent. We're going to have to limit the amount of money going to some of these agencies. I just feel like that's the primary responsibility we have and the primary way we have to deal with aggressive agencies who are targeting the American people.
You see, I am fully supportive of that, and that is the power of the Republicans' majority in the House of Representatives. You guys hold the purse strings, and I look forward to that day when we start holding them accountable. And you know, if you're gonna weaponize the government to go after the American people, you're gonna have to do it on your own dime and not the taxpayers.
Well said. Well said.
Congressman, I want to ask you about this report. Epoch Times says that the DOJ rejected your request for information connected to the search and raid at Mar-a-Lago. Any indication why they would reject that request for information?
Well, they're going to hide behind ongoing investigation. We do know that they did give us a little bit, some answers, the number of agents who were involved in Jack Smith's investigation. Of course, we know Jack Smith was partisan right from the get-go. This is the same guy who a decade ago we actually deposed. I said it on the deposition because Jack Smith was, when he was working at the public integrity section of DOJ, was looking for ways to prosecute the very people we were just talking about, those Tea Party people, those conservatives who were targeted by the IRS. And Jack Smith was looking to go after the victims and to figure out ways to prosecute them. So we're trying to figure out exactly what was going on here with his investigation. What we do know, Todd, is we deposed 3 weeks ago the former head of the Washington field office. He was leading the Washington field office of the FBI when the classified documents investigation to President Trump began. And he told us some really interesting things. He said they ran this out of headquarters, they're not supposed to. It's supposed to be the U.S. attorney in the field office is running these investigations, but they ran it out of headquarters. He suggested to him that when they were getting ready to raid President Trump's home, he said, why don't we just keep working with his lawyer and instead of doing it this way? We got a relationship with the lawyer, President Trump's lawyer. Let's just continue the accommodation process. No, you go in with the warrant. You search the place. That was the attitude from the get-go. So we do know all that about the Jack Smith investigation and the investigation that started even before he became special counsel.
So Wednesday, and one final question here, Congressman, Wednesday going to be a big day on Capitol Hill. John Durham is going to testify. What do you expect to, and what do you want to hear from him?
He's gonna give detail to what we already knew. We all knew that what they did against President Trump was baloney. This whole Trump Russia thing was a made up narrative. But he's gonna give more detail and I think further confirm just how bad it was. One example that I like is there was intelligence that came out in the summer of 2016 that suggested that this was all made up by the Clinton campaign as a way to distract from her email problem that she had, if you remember back in 2016. And so Director Brennan goes to President Obama, Vice President Biden, Attorney General Lynch, and Director Comey and briefs them on what he's found in this intelligence that says it came from Clinton. They put together a memorandum. Brennan sends the memorandum to Comey. Comey does not share that memo with the agents on the Crossfire Hurricane case. And when Durham does his investigation, he's interviewing one of the agents who worked on the case and was part of the Mueller investigation. And he shows that memo to this particular agent who had worked on the case. And the agent reads the memo, becomes emotional, gets up, leaves, comes back in, and basically says, why in the world did we not see this? This could have changed how we did the whole thing. That's what happened. And so it shows from the top, they had a bias right from the get-go to go after President Trump. Those are the kind of details and examples and greater information that he can add to what we already know.
Oh, wow. This is going to be fascinating, and looking forward to hearing what Mr. Durham has to share with you guys. And Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate you bringing to light to this weaponization of the government.
Thank you. Take care, Todd.
All right. There you go. Congressman Jim Jordan on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And he is not kidding. I mean, this government has been weaponized to take all of us out. You know, going back to David Plouffe's comment and back in 2016 when he said that they had to destroy Trump thoroughly and ensure that his kind would never reach the White House again. He's talking about all of us. And what they're doing with these the IRS agents knocking on the door of the home, folks, you're not obligated to speak to these people. You call your lawyer. That's what you do. And unless they have a warrant, there's no reason for them to be inside your home. So it's very important for you to understand your rights under the law. And it's also very important for you to have the telephone number of an attorney on speed dial. And especially when it comes to the FBI, and I will say this, there are very good and decent FBI agents out there, and I know a good many of them. But the problem is, you don't know if that FBI agent knocking on your door to ask you questions because you showed up at a pro-life rally or you raised a question about transgender books at your school, at the school board meeting, you have no way of knowing if that individual is a good guy or a bad guy. So you just have to assume that everybody is bad. And if the FBI knocks on your door, unless they have a warrant, there's no reason for them to be inside your home or to ask you any questions. And my recommendation is don't say a word, call your attorney. That seriously, do not, you are not dealing with fair arbiters here. They're out to get you. If they're showing up at your doorstep, you need to be worried and you need to be calling your lawyer. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. I don't know about you, but I would like to see the Republicans start the defunding process. I'm really not quite sure what we're waiting on now, but there's plenty of evidence that the FBI is up to no good. We need to defund them. We need to defund the Justice Department. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, President Trump indicted again, this time a sitting president has indicted the former president. And his crime, he allegedly kept classified documents, just like other presidents and vice presidents. Folks, you need to get the truth. And every evening, Newsmax's powerful lineup, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, and Chris Plant, dare I say Todd Stearns as well, Americans are turning to Newsmax for the real news you can trust. Now Newsmax needs you to vote in their national poll. They're asking if the Trump indictment is legitimate or if it's just a political act. You can text the word Trump to 39747. That's Trump to 39747, and you can vote right now. Make sure your voice is heard. Newsmax, now the fastest growing cable news channel in America, and that's why you need to watch for the latest news on President Trump and vote. Get out your phone right now. Text the word Trump to 39747 and let your voice be heard. And of course, I will be on Newsmax. You'll be able to watch the show starting at 4 o'clock Eastern today. All right, let's head to the phones. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in. Let's start in North Carolina. Andy on the line. Andy, what's going on?
Well, I'm just concerned about the division in our nation and the use of the word weaponization. Why is it weaponizing when someone has not done right? Why do you consider that weaponizing? If someone has done wrong, just say we're riding in a car. I'm doing 70, speed limit is 65, and the cop pulls you over and you're doing 73. Because someone is doing something that another person is doing who thinks it's wrong for them to have done that. For example, Hillary's email, she was in charge of secured information. So wouldn't you think that if she felt that there was a threat, a security threat, that she would destroy information so that if there were inside spies, that they would not get that information?
No, not at all, Andy. That's not Hillary's. That was not Hillary's job as Secretary of State. Her job was to use the secure email systems that had been in place. She was obligated to use those email systems. She was required to use those email systems, and instead, she used personal devices. And all sorts of information was put at risk because of the Secretary of State's poor behavior and judgment. Now, on the weaponization issue, and it's a fair question you ask, the reality of it is this. You've got government agents that are being used to squelch free speech and freedom of expression. And I would just point you in the direction of these pro-life groups where their homes are being raided in the dark of night. These people are being arrested. They're being bullied and harassed. They've done nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, in the most recent case, the court found them not guilty. You've got FBI agents that are showing up at the homes of people who've spoken out at school board meetings. They've committed no crime other than to say they disagree with school board policy on certain issues. That's what I'm referring to when we talk about the weaponization of the federal government.
But if you're acting inappropriate, is it not right? That's why we have police and federal agents and things like that.
You have a constitutional right to go to a school board and raise an issue. And as a result of that, you've got people reporting these individuals to the government, and they're getting the knock on the door. That is the weaponization of the government, and it's just got to stop. All right. Appreciate the call, Andy. Let's go to Webb in Maine. WLOB wants to weigh in on this military activity. Hey, Webb, what you got for us?
How you doing, Todd? Well, it occurs to me that all this various buildup and military viewing by people on the roads, et cetera, is causing me to wonder if maybe the boys are really upset that Trump isn't getting less popular but more popular and are going to find an excuse to institute martial law.
Now, you know, I've heard that. I'm not sure that would work. I don't think the average American would buy into something like that, Webb. But I wonder, you know, they've got all those missing explosives. Remember the explosives that went missing from the train that was it going from Wyoming to California or vice versa? Anyway, they never found any of that. And we're talking about a massive amount of explosives. And some people have said, well, maybe it could be connected there. I'm not sure this has anything to do with Trump right now.
All right. Well, for whatever reason, but Todd, remember, they have the guns, whether they're right or wrong. If they do that, what will the average person be able to do?
Well, that's a terrific question. But again, I'm not sure that there are enough military personnel that would follow those kinds of orders. I mean, there would be some that would, but I can't imagine, you know, wholesale the military would turn on the American population. I have to believe that would not happen. We've got to skedaddle, but then again, I do have a story to share with you about the Pentagon, and apparently they're now searching for any bad thing you might be saying against their generals. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, Phil Swift here for new Flex Super Glue. What's truly amazing is that our Flex Super Glue is so strong that just one drop virtually welds itself to the surface and can lift over 3 tons. Forget those old super glues. Get the one that's new, Flex Super Glue. Go to flexsealproducts.com/3-ton-lift to learn more about how one drop lifted 3 tons. For demonstration purposes only.
The Pentagon is actually going through social media and looking for mean tweets that you might make about our generals. I kid you not. This is from the Intercept. A document shows the Protective Services Battalion uses sophisticated surveillance tools that can pinpoint anyone's location. And that's exactly what they're doing. They are monitoring social media for direct, indirect, and that's the concern there, indirect, and veiled threats, and identifying negative sentiment regarding its generals. This is according to an Army procurement document reviewed by the Intercept. So there you go. Be careful what you say about the about General Milley and his white privilege. They just might... they might trigger somebody. By the way, it was 30 tons of ammonium nitrate fertilizer still missing since April. It was on a rail trip from Cheyenne to California. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. We are broadcasting from the studios of WABC in New York City. You may not be aware of this, but did you know that the Girl Scouts are now giving... patches. You know, you get the you get these patches when you're in the Scouts for these merit badges, I suppose. So now they're doing one for Pride Month. Is this like a do we know if this is a lesbian badge or is it an LGBTQ badge? I don't know, but we're going to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're very honored to have with us an important lady. She is the founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls, Patty Garibay. Patty, thanks for coming on the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Todd. It's good to hear you again.
So what's going on here with the Girl Scouts? They've got this LGBTQ pride badge. What's going on there?
Yeah, here we go again. You know, the reason that American Heritage Girls was started back in 1995 was the very result of the wokeness, even back then, of the Girl Scouts USA. But this one is a real humdinger. It falls under their diversity, equity, and inclusion patch program. I know those are three important words to you as well. And what they're couching this as is a civil liberties issue. They're putting this in with Black History Month and Hispanic American Culture Month, International Persons with Disabilities, Women's History Month, and now we've got Pride Month. And this is crazy because this particular patch is not just for older girls. You know, this sensitivity is all the way down to the DAISY level, which is the kindergarten girls. And they are encouraged to participate in this thing, and it includes a lot of crazy activities. They break them into Discover, and then the next section is Connect, to connect with the LGBTQ community, and then you take action, and you make sure that everybody knows about the importance of the LGBTQ community, and that you need to take part in an event such as a pride parade. In addition, you need to find 12 different musicians that are LGBTQ plus, authors, and start to dig into the internet and find out what's out there, and then the other thing about this patch, Todd, is it's 14 pages long, seven of which are definitions of different words that they think these kids need to know.
What? This is nuts.
It truly is. I mean, some of these words, I bet you don't know, and they're teaching this. It's included with the kindergarten program.
Patty, are some of the words, can we say them on the radio?
I think so. You want me to say some of them?
Yeah, let's do this. All right, Ben Dieter, cover your ears. You're young. He's an innocent church person. All right, go for it, Patty.
All right, where there's always the agender, and then there's the biphobic. And then that goes on to the cisgender and the
closet. Wait a second. I'm sorry. Biphobic? Yeah, that's
yeah.
My eye doctor said I may be dealing with that. I didn't realize that was an. Oh, that's.
You're bioptic, but this is biphobic.
Biphobic. Oh, thank you, Patty. I thought I might be able to identify, get a discount or something.
I know you're demi-romantic, Todd. Demi. Now, that's one of yours.
Is that Demi Lovato or?
I guess that's it. You say libido, I say Lovato.
Oh,
and then
God.
We've got our gender binary, of course, and we've got our gender queer and our heteronormativity. Now, that was a new one, heteronormativity. And they want you to explore that and say, are you heteronormativity prone? And that's a bad thing, by the way. And then, of course, we have all of our letters that go with all the LGBT pluses, and they go into that. And even a lipstick lesbian is being talked about here for our kindergarten to 12th grade girls.
Wait,
and then, of
lipstick
course, you've got
lesbian? What the?
Yeah, you don't know what that is, do you?
They typically don't wear makeup, I didn't think.
Well, you know what, Todd? I don't think you could be a Girl Scout today because you don't know what a lipstick lesbian is.
I have no idea what a lipstick lesbian is.
It means you're usually referred to a lesbian with a feminine gender expression. It can be used in a positive or derogatory way, and it's sometimes also used to refer to a lesbian who's assumed to be or passes for straight. That's what that means.
Oh, okay.
According to the GSUSA.
I see. Okay, I got you. Patty, this is, it's laughable, but this is serious because we're talking about young girls that are being exposed to all of this in the Girl Scouts. And you think it's going out there and selling cookies, but there's a lot more going down.
Yeah. And you know what the other thing is? This is a very pretty patch. Girls love rainbows. They love rainbow colors. So this is something that I know when I used to lead Girl Scout troops, they would always pick the patch about what it looked like, you know, and then we'd learn more about, well, what do we need to do to earn this patch? Mm-hmm. But in American Heritage Girls, I can assure you, you will not find any patches of this vein, nor will you have any promotion of this kind of behavior. So, Todd, I'm glad we're here for a time such as this.
Yes, and that's the important part of this conversation, and moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, you know, getting your daughters involved in American Heritage Girls. And Patty, I mean, you have troops, what, all over the United States?
That's right, all 50 states, pretty much every community, and even 16 international countries. So visit our website, AmericanHeritageGirls.org. You can learn how to start a troop for your church to be able to have a wonderful ministry for young ladies, or you can find a troop in your area, and that's putting your zip code into the Find a Troop search button there, right there on our website. And by the way, Todd, we have some great gifts for your listeners, too, some free ebooks, and one of them is on Raising Godly Girls' Guide to Gender and Identity, Raising Godly Girls' Guide to Biblical Worldview, and a Raising Godly Girls' Guide to Fear and Anxiety. We know girls are really being attacked out there, and they need to know that the Bible is the truth and the way and the light.
All right, and that free ebook, AmericanHeritageGirls.org.
You got it.
All right, great stuff, Patty. I'm going to go get a dictionary, and I think we're good to go here. I've been educated.
All right, good luck, Todd.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to need it. All right, Patty Garibay, who is the founder of American Heritage Girls. I can't think of a finer organization out there for young girls to get involved, and you're going to get all the benefits of scouting without all of the wokeness. And I think that's so incredibly important. And as Patty mentioned, we've got a free gift for you, an e-book that you'll be able to download, AmericanHeritageGirls.org. Ben Dieter, are you okay after all of that? I know that must have been very troubling.
I walked into the middle of that interview, Todd, I had to step out and make a phone call. Let me tell you, when I came back and you were talking, what on earth did I miss?
I thought it was about Demi Lovato. I had no idea.
And a lick Lipstick lesbian?
Lipstick lesbian.
I learned more in that segment than I have your entire show.
So apparently, and if I may be wrong here, but the rumblings are apparently they're creating a division, I guess, just for the lesbian badge. You know, if you want to get your lesbian merit badge called the Bush League. So apparently, I think you have to change the transmission in a car. This, again, to get the badge. I'm just jotting some of these things down. You've got to be able to plant an organic garden and make a baseball cap out of hemp. So that's organic hemp. I can't verify this information, so I don't know if it's accurate or not.
The entire station in Memphis, Tennessee, we just all hung our heads. You've lost us.
I just don't know if that's accurate or not. But
are you allowed to even say that in New York City, Todd? Are you on safe grounds?
I should be, but you never know. I mean, if
like here in Memphis, you get away with that.
That's not good. That's not good. But there you go. That's your LGBT patch, that the Girl Scouts are now offering. Who would? It is what it is. What are you going to do? All right, we got to take a quick break here. Opening up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, Hugh Rasmussen polling numbers are out. 60% say Biden is worse than recent presidents. Only 20% say better. 48% say Biden is more corrupt than recent presidents. Only 29% say he is less corrupt. By the way, 59% of the surveyed, those surveyed in Rasmussen, 59% say the indictment of President Trump bad for America. And in spite of all of this, Biden still trails Trump. He's leading Biden. Trump is by 6 points right now. We had, I believe it was Webb who called in earlier from Maine and said, hey, look, it's the more stuff they throw at Trump, the more that voters are attracted to him. And I think there's something to that. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I know our board op, Josh, big comics guy, goes to see the movies, and you do a podcast, which is incredibly successful. And where do you guys do it? We got to give them a local shout out there. This really fun comic book shop.
The Batcave Treasures and Collectibles. They're very great people, have a lot of really cool things. And we do their show there from time to time. We're actually going to do one tonight, I think, over there.
Well, be sure to let them know they got a national shout out, so they'll give you something free or, you know.
If you're into that kind of stuff, come stop by. We just talk about the latest news, the latest movies we just watched, like The Flash, like that kind of stuff we talk about.
So this is interesting. The Flash comes out, and if you were
All right. Sorry about that, guys, but apparently we lost our feed, our connection from New York. So we had to do a quick fix here, and we're going to wrap up this segment on the phone. But Josh, we were talking about the wokeness that's kind of really infested Hollywood, and they don't seem to be learning their lessons. Not only did you have The Flash, which really flopped, I mean, all things considered, it flopped. And one of the reasons why they stuck with Ezra Miller, who has a really bad track record, credibly accused child groomer, as Breitbart reported, not to mention his other criminal behavior. And yet they were still trying to convince people this was the greatest superhero movie ever made.
It was far from it. It wasn't even close to top 20. And that's coming from someone that really likes The Flash, that really likes these sorts of movies. It was cringy. And again, there are a lot of people as well that they look at The Flash and they see Ezra Miller, and like you said, with all the allegations and all the stuff he's been in the news cycle for, it's just a big turnoff, honestly. And not only that, this is the last movie in the DCEU, meaning after this movie they're gonna just rebrand and restart the DC franchise. So on top of the Ezra Miller things going on in the news, this movie's kind of irrelevant after this. There's gonna be a brand new story, brand new characters, brand new Flash.
Yeah, they were expecting it to bring in $80 million, but I think it was less than Black Adam, which was also a dud, and what, about $55 million. But again, I think it illustrates this effort by D.C. to shove an agenda and force an agenda into characters and embrace ideals and ideas, rather, that, you know, the diehard comic book fans just completely reject, you know, and they believe in the purity of the characters that were created. And my philosophy has always been, instead of turning Superman or Robin or whoever gay or Batwoman a lesbian, why not just create brand new characters from scratch and let the current characters be as they were created to be?
Exactly. And, you know, and this has also happened in Marvel. They've had a lot of flops, too. And maybe not as big as The Flash, but you look at some of their Disney Plus shows like She-Hulk that just came out a couple months ago, and even Moon Knight, who just came out about a year ago, big flops. People don't like it. You look at the reviews, and especially for She-Hulk, it's really bad the direction that some of these franchises are going. I don't think it's just going to be The Flash. I think Marvel's trending in that direction, and hopefully they do something really quick to fix it, because this is not the glory days that we had about 5 years ago.
Well, and the other big story came out of Disney. You know, they had the Pixar film, $300 million budget, the film called Elemental. And it featured a gender, was it non-binary character, believed to be the first time in Disney history they've done that. And that thing completely fell apart, $29.5 million. They were, and to compare it to Disney's big gay Lightyear movie that came out, which was a massive flop, that opened to $51 million. So I'm not sure how they're going to categorize, you know, the Pixar film here.
Well, we'll see what happens. But I will say this with Elemental, probably not something I'm going to watch personally. And look, I'm just ready for something fresh, something new. And kind of keeping this stuff out of the movie theaters, it's getting really annoying. And not only that, I watched The Flash, and there was a trailer for this new movie coming out where one of the characters calls the Batman a fascist. It's part of the trailer. And you could just hear these huge just like groans like, "Ugh, really? Come on now." On a trailer for a movie coming up. Look, it's going all over the place, and the box office shows it. People are getting tired of it.
All right, good stuff. Well, folks, and Josh, give your podcast a plug if people want to go and listen to it. It really is good. What's the podcast?
Yeah, it's called Beyond the Fandom. We actually live stream on Facebook and Twitch.
All right, well, go check it out, folks. I know we have a lot of comic book fans in the audience, and Josh, we appreciate your great work there.
Thank you.
And folks, again, I think when you listen to Josh and when you see what happened with the Dodgers, people just want to go to a baseball game to enjoy a baseball game. Right. They want to be able to go to a movie to enjoy a movie. And I think that we are about to see some pretty massive blowback on the transgender community as they keep forcing this agenda down our throats. All right. We got to leave it there. Apologize for the connection issues here. Coming up in the next hour, we've got to head over to Newsmax. Get ready for the show. Our good friend Jeff Stein is going to be filling in for the next hour. I want to thank all of our friends at WABC for their hospitality. Stick around for hour three of the Todd Stern Show. I'll be on Newsmax coming up at 4.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
This final hour of the Monday program for Todd, who is making his way across the streets of New York to Newsmax. He will be there at 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central. If you saw the program Friday, and I just fired it up on my computer, really good stuff, as you might expect. So Todd is on the TV box, 4 Eastern, 3 Central. My privilege to be here in the free state of Iowa talking to you for this final hour of the program from the Liberty University studio. Be sure to give us a call. We've got some time for your calls before the end of this program today, and you know the number. It's 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868.
68. But we begin this hour of the program by going to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Return guest to the program, she is Cheryl Chumley. Ms. Chumley is online opinion editor for the Washington Times, multiple author, a number of great books to her credit. And again, it's WashingtonTimes.com. Cheryl Chumley, Jeff Stein here in Iowa, filling in for Todd. Thanks for taking time. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Very good to talk to you again. You penned a piece, or however we do it these days. I still say penned a piece. That is at WashingtonTimes.com about Barack Obama and playing the race card once again. I am just struck by the fact that there are very few songs in his hymnal, and they all have this same tune. Give us a sense of the thesis of your piece.
So Senator Tim Scott, who is running for president, as we all know, waxed patriotic and talked about the opportunities in this country and refused to go play the race politics that Democrats always want black people to play. Barack Obama, on the other hand, came out and he made some snarky comments in reference to Tim Scott, talking about how if you're a black person in America and you don't see systemic inherent racism at play in the foundations of American society, then you're leading a life of fantasy. And Tim Scott refused to play that. He fought back against that characterization. And in my piece, I just argue that we are way past the time in America where the race card can be thrown with any success by the Democrats. I mean, Barack Obama himself, elected twice, right, to the highest, most powerful office in the world. His wife goes on to make untold numbers amount of dollars from 10 million copies of her book. Barack Obama today commands hundreds of thousands of dollars for each public speech he gives. And this is all done with the assistance of white America. So enough of the race card. Barack Obama needs to stop it and move on. Welcome to 2023, where blacks actually have just as many rights as white people.
And once again, it is the annoying thing about this is that there is one way to be black in America, and it has to be the liberal path. I spoke in my studio. This is Iowa, after all, so all the presidential candidates come through. Larry Elder was here in my studio just a couple of days ago and talked about the same sort of thing. And here I am in the state of Iowa, the state that gave Barack Obama that leg up, the state that's 90%+ Caucasian, and so they just keep going back, though, because they don't know any other song to sing, do they?
No, they don't, because if they're honest about what they want, if the Democrat Party was honest about the goals and visions it had for America, nobody would vote Democrat, save for the communists, because that's ultimately what Democrats want to usher into America. And you make a good point about if you're a black person, you're expected to toe this very narrow line. Otherwise, you have your blackness put in question by the Democrat Party. I'm not black, but speaking as a woman, the Democrats do the exact same thing with women. If you don't behave a certain way, if you don't 100% support abortion, then you're not for women's rights. And so it's very stifling to be part of a party, I would imagine, that on one hand wants you to walk this very narrow, tailored view, but on the other hand talks about how tolerant it is of all views.
It is more than a little hypocritical. It's almost comical how inconsistent they are. The ones who claim to be the most tolerant are the most intolerant in terms of trying to stifle other people's speech or trying to tell you that your experience is not valid because it doesn't fit the narrative. And clearly, I don't care what you think about from a political standpoint, Tim Scott is a pretty good story to tell. Larry Elder is a pretty good story to tell. And I'm just talking about breaking free from the cycle. But it is in the interests of the Democrats to keep control by perpetuating this cycle that really is as stifling as any prior historical bad act that was perpetrated in the country.
Yeah, it's the divide and conquer method of politicking, right? Mm-hmm. And what really should unite us in America, and used to Democrats got really vicious and anti-America in their tone and rhetoric, but what's really uniting about America is the spirit. It's the idea that no matter what your background, no matter your education level, no matter if you came from a horrific childhood, no matter if you came from a country elsewhere where, police just arrested people in the dead of night and you lived in constant fear, if you're in America and you're in America legally, you have the same opportunity as somebody who was born with that proverbial silver spoon in his or her mouth. But Democrats don't want to go there because it terrifies them. If people in their party catch on to that idea, then they don't need the government anymore. And that's the only way Democrats can keep their power, by making the people reliant on them.
You're not black enough if you don't agree with the narrative. Cheryl Chumley is our guest on the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. Her website is CherylChumley.com. And you know her. We've talked about some of her books before. Lockdown, the Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, Socialists Don't Sleep, other items. And again, she joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Is there a point at which you think that people of color are waking up to the fact that they have gone along with this Democrat playbook for so many generations and it's not getting them anywhere? I mean, we've seen some evidence, but I'm just wondering how it is in 2023, looking ahead to next year's election, in your view.
Yeah, we did see some evidence under Donald Trump, right? Mm-hmm. He managed to, I forget the exact numbers, but he grabbed a sizable portion of the black vote, more than other Republicans have historically in the past running for the White House. Going forward, I got to say, I'm not that optimistic, right? Because Democrats as a party exploit the low information voter. They feed on voters who, A, aren't in tune with constitutional principles that talk about individualism and God-given rights and so forth. And they feed on those that historically, generationally, they've been able to make reliant on the government. So it's very hard to break free from that, right? And you've got a school system, the public school system, completely dominated by far leftist union-tied members who teach the next generation, black, white, whatever their skin color, but teach the next generation that the government is supposed to provide for you from cradle to grave, that socialism is great and the free market is inherently racist. So to answer your question, I'm not that optimistic that suddenly there's going to be this huge clarion wake-up call in the black community, and they're going to say, hey, Democrats are just using us, let's vote Republican.
With regard to Obama and the thought that he would fundamentally change America, that's what he talked about. And I remember on Inauguration Day, when he took over, there were a lot of people of color in the audience, and the TV cameras were panning around showing reaction. But if you recall, Obama's first inauguration speech basically said things are horrible. They're going to get worse before they get better. We all have to work hard. There's no handout, et cetera, et cetera. And the big smiles on the faces of people in the crowd just fell because of the fact that, wait a minute, this is not what we signed on for. And you see the same thing going on with the current administration, which many are asserting that Mr. Obama is controlling, with, again, the same sorts of narratives of divide and conquer, as you quite accurately noted. Different groups of people, we're your best friend, vote for us, and governance be darned later, because all they care about is getting elected for the power.
Yeah, and Jeff, they couldn't get away with this if the media weren't so in their pockets. If we had a media that actually did the due diligence of asking the hard questions and holding these socialists masquerading as Democrats accountable for their socialist ideas and so forth, then their rhetoric would soon fall on deaf ears, and we would see that at the ballot boxes. But we have seen the media, since Barack Obama days especially, but even before, but it really heated up under Barack Obama, we've seen the media just carrying water for the Democrat Party to the point where now I look at some of my colleagues in the press, and I'm just shocked that they seem to just report the press release that comes from the DNC, and they get patted on the head for it, and they get Pulitzers for it. So this is where we're at, and this is why my optimism level is a little bit low right now, because the media, by and large, is just doing that bidding for the far left.
And I know I'm going a little long in this segment, but I do want to touch on one other thing, and it ties right in with what you just talked about, and that is the fact that I didn't do a search, but I bet I'm going to be hard-pressed in the formerly mainstream media, as I call it, to learn about IRS agents raiding a gun store in Great Falls, Montana last week to get forms so that they know who has guns. That was barely reported, and that seems to me to be just frightening in so many respects, because last I knew we still had a Second Amendment, even though they're trying to get rid of it.
Frightening in so many respects, just as you pointed out, right? It's the fact that the media didn't pick up on this at all, even as a generic news story, even as a AP Wire report or so forth. But it's also the fact that people are okay with the media not picking up on this. This is a huge story. IRS agents stormed into this guy's gun shop, and they were there supposedly to look at his finances, but they actually commandeered some forms that had nothing to do with finances, but did list the names, addresses, and so forth of the customers who had purchased weapons. Why does the government need to know that information? This goes right back to Eric Holder days, right, when he started going after banks for doing business with gun manufacturers or pawn shops that sold guns. And this is, again, a design of the left. They want to scoop up that data so they know who in America is a supporter of Second Amendment rights to the extent they actually own weapons in their homes, which is a frightening thought in itself. Why does the government need to know how many weapons you or I or any America has in our home?
And if they really think we're so dumb as to believe that they have a revenue service investigation on this gun shop to determine his income, oh, and that's why we need these 4473 forms so we can see what he was selling. If they really think we're that dumb, then, well, I guess we have to stand up and prove them wrong. Cheryl Chumley, thanks so much for taking the time. Always so good to talk with you. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you, Jeff.
Cheryl Chumley, she is the online opinion editor for The Washington Times, a piece that she wrote there that was posted Friday called Barack Obama Falls Flat with His Tired Race Card Toss. And you can also learn more about her, including her books, at CherylChumley.com. Cheryl is spelled with a C, CherylChumley.com. And she joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. We'll take a break. Come back to the Liberty University studio. We'll take your calls at 844-747-8868. Jeff in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
When you're struggling with your mental health, the world can seem pretty heavy. Like no one understands what you're feeling, or you're not sure how to ask for help. But here's the real truth. You're never in this alone. 988 Lifeline's trained crisis counselors are available 24/7 to offer the help and support you need to make it through. No judgment, no stigma, just someone to listen. Text or call 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, day or night. 988. Hope has a new number.
City Studio and the Todd Starnes radio program. I'm Jeff Stein filling in this hour for Todd. He'll be back for hours number one and two tomorrow. In the meantime, of course, fire up the computer to Newsmax.com or the TV box, whatever works for you. Todd will be on the TV 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central. In our remaining moments in this half hour, and then we'll take your calls throughout the rest of the show at 844-747-8868. I want to mention some of the things that we were talking about with Cheryl Chumley in the last segment. Form 4473, that is developed by the ATF, and it's a six-page form that has to be completed when a person proposes to buy a firearm from a firearm license holder like a gun dealer. All right, you go in, you fill out this form. Now, the gun dealer holds onto the form, so they have a record of who they sold a gun to. A couple of things come to mind. These forms were apparently so important that when IRS agents, Internal Revenue Service agents, went into this gun shop, they seized all of that gun owner, that gun store owner's 4473 forms. None of them have financial information on them. It just says who bought weapons and what they bought. Now, the IRS, as I suggested, may be saying, oh, well, in order to prove that this guy isn't paying his taxes, that he's not reporting all of his income, well, you see, we'll have these forms, and then that way we can follow it. Okay, I get what that argument, but it's a complete sham. Nobody's going to buy that. But if by taking these 4473 forms, how does the owner, how does the gun owner prove that they have purchased their weapon legally? In other words, let's say I went to this gun store in Great Falls, Montana. I've been there. It's a beautiful place. And I buy a firearm, I fill out the form. I take my firearm home. Gun store owner has the form. Sends a copy to the feds if necessary, but has the form. Now, all of a sudden, if that form's missing, do I have a problem showing that I have a properly purchased gun? In other words, if they've now just taken all of his forms, they've taken all of his records, how do we know they won't mysteriously lose them? I'm sorry, am I suspicious of government in this case? Absolutely I am. They've taken all of his forms ostensibly to make a tax case against him. Might it be that they won't produce those forms, return them, lose them, in an effort to trap people into owning, holding unlicensed material? Now, they've acted like these forms are just terribly important, but this is sort of the first time that the IRS has cared about ATF Form 4473. By the way, that form also says that you have not taken drugs, that you don't have a problem with narcotics. This is the same 4473 that Hunter Biden signed to get a gun and said he had no problem with narcotics when he was a crack addict by his own admission. So if these 4473 forms are so darn important, how about we look at the one that Hunter Biden committed a false statement by signing? Think about that during the break. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Back in a moment on the Todd Starn Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd this hour from the Liberty University studio. Plenty of time for your calls between now and the top of the hour at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. If you missed Todd's conversation with Congressman Jim Jordan in the last hour, and it was I tell you, you shake your head when you hear the things that are being hidden, but now uncovered. So if you missed that conversation or the one I just had with Cheryl Chumley of the Washington Times online, after the program's over, give it a little bit. Go watch Todd on the Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then go to ToddStarnes.com where you can listen to the whole program, share it, download it, whatever you like. It's the Toddcast podcast, and you find it at ToddStarnes.com. And Cheryl Chumley joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. As I hear about all of these different things, the stuff that's being uncovered, the dramatic, dramatic changes that we are seeing across this country in terms of what's acceptable behavior and what isn't, it makes you say it's time to stand up and vote. And you can vote on Election Day as you should, but you also need to vote with your pocketbook, because now more than ever, we need to support companies and organizations that share our values. Support those who are with us and financially starve those who are against us. And that's why I'm glad to say that callers come in on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, because it gives us a chance to remind you that Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but then they actually do something about it. I know, that's crazy, right? That promises made, promises kept.
Here's how they do it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for the causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now and use promo code Todd to get free activation and a free gift. My absolute favorite four-letter word, free. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage, uses the same towers other carriers use. They have plans to fit any budget along with great discounts for our veteran and first responder heroes, as well as multi-line users. So that's tremendous for families. And switching to Patriot Mobile is quite easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, T-O-D-D, or call their U.S.-based, thank you very much, customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. You get a special discount. You get free Premier activation, but you have to use promo code Todd. Again, for more details, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. I'll say again, 972-PATRIOT. Just before the break, I was pointing out to you that this ATF Form 4473 was of massive importance to these folks who were raiding a gun shop so that they could get all this information about who bought guns. But yet they've ignored the fact that Hunter Biden forged, well, I guess it was his signature, but he falsely completed this document. It's the kind of thing that would have landed you or I in jail. Well, not the son of this president. Notice I didn't say the son of a president, because if that stray laptop would have belonged to someone named Trump, it'd been a whole different issue, but we know that. But when you've heard before that Hunter Biden signed an incorrect form to get a gun, even though he was a drug user, this is the form we're talking about. This is the form that IRS agents couldn't wait to swoop up from a law-abiding business owner in Montana. And I have spoken to some gun shop owners here in my state of Iowa, and they're very concerned about this sort of thing. They are being very careful to make duplicate copies of these records and store them off-site. Because, as I said, if the government takes the gun store's copy, how do you prove later that you bought a legal firearm? And so that's why they're taking these extraordinary measures to protect their customers. Why they're taking these extraordinary measures to fight to preserve the Second Amendment. Because once again, once they win by eroding a little bit out of freedom, that becomes precedent for next time. And that's why this COVID stuff consistently has been so interesting. Now, as some of you who have heard me speak on the program before know, I am a licensed attorney. I can sue you in any state or federal court I like. I'm licensed in the state of Iowa, but I can get it done. Well, in any case, the point is, I used to do income taxes for people. And I had a client who simply had not done their income taxes for some period of years. And they came to me and said, hey, we haven't filed our taxes for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever it is. And it wasn't right that they didn't file their taxes. But the problem is, when you don't file 1 year, then comes the second year, and you don't want to file that one. I mean, this is the mindset. I've dealt with other people like this, too, where you don't want to file the new one because you still owe them for the old one, and you don't want to draw attention. Well, pretty soon, you're 5 or 6 years down the road, and it's a problem. Well, in any event, there was a tussle back and forth with the IRS and these people. So they hire me to go back and create their tax returns from the data that they had. And it was a long and laborious process, quite obviously. And this was in the, oh gosh, it must have been the early 1990s. So we didn't have all the computerization. We had a little bit, but it still took an awful lot of ciphering and a pencil with a really big eraser. Well, I'm at my law office one day, and I'm literally getting ready to walk out the door because I was teaching a college class in a nearby town, and I needed 45 minutes for commuting, and I was right up against it because that's how I roll, I guess. And just then, a woman walks in, somewhat casually dressed, sort of an unassuming person, and she had a backpack slung over her shoulder. Yellow nylon backpack, the height of fine fashion in the early 1990s. And she identified herself as being with the Internal Revenue Service, and showed some sort of ID and said she had just been to the client's house. Keep in mind, client is represented by a lawyer, me. Just went to the client's house to find out the status of the tax returns. And that's the point at which the client was rather stunned by it and said, everything has been given to our lawyer, and you go to see the lawyer. You know, we're working on this. We're trying to get this done. And so this IRS person comes in and says, I was just at their house, and they said to come see you, and so I need the records. And I said, well, first of all, if you're recording this conversation, go ahead and set the backpack up on the counter so that we can make sure that that both sides can be heard well. Because it was very clear that that backpack, friends, did not have papers in it. It did not have books in it. It was a way to hide the fact that she had a recording device because she was trying to trap someone. She was trying to either trap them into making admissions or she was trying to trap me. Now, this was hidden recording. It's of dubious legality. But in any case, and again, back then you couldn't just take your phone and kind of hide it and turn the recorder on. I mean, you had to have a little bit bigger recorder. But it's very clear the only thing she had in this backpack was a tape recorder. And being in radio, I knew what a tape recorder looked like. All right, so, oh, no, I don't have any recording. Okay, fine, whatever. And I said, well, you've come in without an appointment to my professional office with no notice after going to see the client who you already knew had a lawyer. I have an appointment to leave to go teach my class. I will bring them to your office when they are done, but do not just show up unannounced at my client or at my office again, at my client's home or my office. Last time I heard from that person, because when the returns were done and I took them to...
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Liberty University Studio and the Todd Starnes Show. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Have you ever had a Monday... And have you ever had a Monday that feels like four Mondays? That's kind of the way things have been going here. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. We got disconnected on this. And I think what happened was the IRS heard that I was talking smack about them and then cut it off. I would not doubt them. And I'm sure my audit is now underway. I do worry about that sometimes, but oh well, that is just the way it is. So sorry we got cut off. We're back now. We'll get us through the end of this program. It's still time to take your call at 844-747-8868. So yeah, technology has been a little challenging today. Thank you all for being with us. But one thing I know I can count on, no, not technology, I can count on a good night's sleep. And that's because I recently purchased a MyPillow 2.0, and it goes with my Giza Dream Sheets. Now, I've had my pillow, the original, for more than a decade, and it completely changed everything for me because I used to have such a hard time getting to sleep and then waking up with a stiff neck, and I tried everything and all that. My wife said, let's just get one of these my pillows they talk about on TV. And I said, oh, yeah, sure. Radio and TV people telling you about something, that can't be any good. So she bought it, and it was literally life-changing from night one. And there are a few times that I have to travel and I'm staying overnight in a hotel and I can tell the difference because I'm not taking the MyPillow. So I really need to do that. I need to get the travel pillows. But right now, this is all about the MyPillow 2.0. You thought it had everything you would ever want in a pillow. 20 years worth. Well, now new technology makes it even better. Yes, the MyPillow 2.0 still has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow. But now it has a brand new fabric made with a temperature regulating thread. You don't have to flip the pillow over because there is no cooler side. It's cool throughout all the time, no matter whether you're laying on it or it's just on the bed. The MyPillow 2.0, softest, smoothest, and yes, coolest pillow you will ever own. For listeners of the Todd Starnes Show, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free. so long as you use the promo code STARNS. All right? MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology, 100% made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square to buy the to get the buy one, get one free offer. I'm so excited, I can't even read what's in front of me. MyPillow.com, click the radio listener square, and that's how you get that buy one, get one free offer with MyPillow 2.0. You enter promo code STARNS, or you can use the telephone, 800-839-8506. Again, promo code STARNS, and you can call them at 800-839-8506. MyPillow, even better with MyPillow 2.0. Continuing from the Liberty University studio, I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. He'll be on the TV box and the computer with Newsmax at 4 o'clock Eastern today and every day this week. So if you happen to be listening to this program and he's already been on Newsmax for the day, well, two things. One, it was outstanding, I assure you. But two, every afternoon this week, 4 Eastern, 3 Central, the rest of you can look it up for yourself. So we were talking about the Internal Revenue Service, and do we, you know, this is why some of us are so concerned about 87,000 new agents. Because the behavior has been push, push, push until somebody actually stands up and says no. Because again, as was noted in this program earlier, you don't have an obligation to let officers in unless they have a warrant. Simply put, that's why this obstruction of justice stuff that they're trying to lay at the feet of President Trump, you're under no obligation to help law enforcement make a case against you. Now, there is a fine line between simply standing by and saying, no, I'm not going to help you create a case against me, and physically, aggressively, affirmatively doing things that impede the investigation. There is a line. The trick is, when you're talking about a criminal charge of obstruction of justice, did you cross that line? But simply saying, I'm not going to give you evidence to use against me, there's nothing wrong with that. That is your right under the Constitution, which more and more pieces of it seem like they're being shredded every day by the swamp in Washington, by the Uniparty. And that's what needs to be held in check. The last time I was here talking to you folks was earlier this month, and the so-called Fiscal Responsibility Act had just been passed, and you folks were hopping mad about it, me too, and because what was the point? What's the point of electing people to serve when the behavior doesn't change? And that's why the only thing we can do, and I strongly encourage it, contact representatives at all levels of government to tell them when you like what they're doing and to tell them when you don't like what they're doing. Do not assume that because they have a certain initial by their name, R or D, that they are going to do what you want or what you think someone with an R or a D by their name will do. We are dead solid into the uniparty era. I understand go along to get along. But what I also understand is if voters sent you there with a certain mandate or with an idea that you say you're going to do A, B, and C, then by gum, I want to see A, B, and C be done. That is why the deep state hates Donald Trump so much, because he said he was going to do certain things and by gum, he did them, and it started to disrupt the swamp. And that's why some of those swamp creatures, I don't care what letter they have by their name, why they're out to get him and have been from the start. And as I noted, I'm here in the free state of Iowa, the home of the first in the nation presidential precinct caucuses. We get to hear all manner of wonderful ideas. And I don't care how many candidates get in the race, I welcome that. Because if we don't have a full conversation about issues and about where we are going to go as a country, then we shall surely lose the country, because the other side has a plan. They're just not saying the quiet part out loud yet. But their actions speak volumes. their actions are what have to be stopped. Great deal of fun to come in and pitch the last inning here on this edition of the Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University studio. Todd's back tomorrow at the regular time, Newsmax 4 Eastern, 3 Central. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Thanks for being along on the Todd Starnes Show.